I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lakes City Council on May 15th, 2025, and note for the voice record that we have a quorum of council members here, that we also have our city administrator, our city attorney, and four members of the public. You have all received the agenda. Do I hear a motion in response to that?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
I'd like to second.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Barbara seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have no public hearings tonight. The consent agenda has three items on it. Minutes of April 10th of this year for the council meeting, minutes from that same evening for the work session, and the financial statements of March 2025, unaudited. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda as it's been presented?
I'd like to make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
Yes, I second that.
Okay. Scott has moved and Chip has seconded. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. All righty. Under old business, we have none tonight. We do have new business. The Berkeley Lake Homeowners Association has reached out to Lee. Lee, would you talk to us, please, about their proposal?
Yes, ma'am. This proposal comes as a request from BLHA to do something similar to what was done 5 years ago in January of 2021. Specifically, the request is to drop the lake by 6 feet beginning in early January and to allow it to fill up naturally, which is expected to occur in April, according to the proposal. The purpose of the lowering is to allow homeowners to perform maintenance on waterfront structures and for other maintenance purposes, such as debris removal.
Do I hear a motion in response to this request?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the BLHA proposal as presented for a single instance of lake lowering in January 2026.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Barbara moves and Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Lee, please talk to us about the audiovisual upgrades that are being considered.
Yes, ma'am. So this proposal comes to you at my request to upgrade the audiovisual capabilities of council chambers, basically to provide better presentation opportunities to applicants, consultants, and staff. It should reduce reliance on paper agenda packets, which will be an environmental benefit, as well as a reduction in staff time and packet assembly. It will also provide for uniform display of information to be seen by all in attendance for a better experience. After having discussed this with you all in work session, I understand there might still be some questions that we need to address regarding the proposal. So at this point, if we want to just postpone this until your June meeting, and then hopefully that will allow enough time for us to work with the consultant on addressing any of the issues connected to the aesthetic concerns about mounting the TV and whether or not the existing screen could be retrofitted with a projector, things of that nature, and I'll work towards getting those questions answered for your June meeting.
Do I hear a motion regarding postponement?
Sure, I move to postpone the proposal on the council room presentation.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Chip moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Do we hear of any public comments? Alicia? Yeah, and just give us your name and your address.
Alicia Reynolds, 3685 North Berkeley Lake Road. I've been doing a lot of research about snags and stumps, and my research shows there is not a legal definition of a stump, but here's five definitions. The basal portion of a bodily part remaining after the rest is removed. The part of a plant, and especially a tree, remaining attached to the root after the trunk is cut. Any remaining part. One of the pointed rods stuck in the ground to form a cricket wicket. And a place or occasion for public speaking, such as a candidate on the stump. If you look at forestry definitions, It's a lot more specific. And I made an excerpt of a report from the U.S. Forest Service, which I can send you a PDF of that. And it defines a stump as a dead tree less than 4.5 feet in height. A standing snag is a dead tree greater or equal to 4.5 feet in height. And almost anything you read online says snags are beneficial to the environment. They provide homes for insects, birds, squirrels, chipmunks, all kinds of things, and that they should never be removed unless they pose a danger, that they are very helpful to the environment. And this 4.5 feet is some kind of standard definition called breast height. And DBH, or diameter at breast height, is a standard definition that's used in specimen trees, tree density, and all that, where they measure trees. And in fact, in code section 42-192 of the Berkeley Lake ordinances, that very term is used and mentions 4.5 feet. So my request would be that the council or staff, whoever, uses the more explicit definition of that the Forestry Service uses instead of some unknown, vague description. If we're talking about trees, I think we should be using forestry definitions and not something that could be used for a body part. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Delicia. If you have any of that written stuff that you'd like to send to us, that'd be good. Okay.
How should I send it?
You can send it to council@berkeleylake.com and it'll get everybody, including Lee. Okay. Thank you. Any other public comments? Okay. All right. Then I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
You'll hear a second.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor of adjournment? Thank you. That's unanimous. We are adjourned. What in the world?
The audio isn't so good.